PK 台大家学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶。今儿个周五给大家带来的是精短人物听力啊，我们邀请收今天的嘉宾 Bruce。
晶晶， you know, one of my greatest moments in myLife, which took quite long. One of my greatest moments was actually teaching at university.
Oh, I guess there must be many great moments in your life.
Of course, but working away back, doing postgraduate, and my very first teaching experience was at the University of Glasgow in the Geography Department. And I've always had such great memories of this. I loved it. So therefore, when people from the University of Glasgow come to Beijing, I really do enjoy...talking with them about what's happening with the university, because that's my old centre for higher education.
今天在我们的精短人物听力当中呢，照样是给大家带来的是 interview 面对面哈，那些由我们的资深的记者老布爷爷去做的一些面对面的哈，在北京的外国朋友的一些采访。今天我们也算是非常荣幸跟大家一起来聊一聊关于国外的高等教育这样一个主题。那么要说高等教育呢，自然我们的采访对象就一定是从事高等教育的人了。今天在我们的节目当中呢，为大家带来的这两段采访呢，分别是来自苏格兰格拉斯哥大学主管国际交流的副校长 James Conroy 教授，以及呢格拉斯哥大学的亚当斯密商学院的副院长 Dennis Smith 两位教授。
Well, I met these two gentlemen, Professors Jim Conroy and Professor Dennis Fishbacher-Smith, from the University of Glasgow. Now, they were in Beijing recently, and I was invited along to an event in the very beautiful Rosewood Hotel.And this event was Education UK Alumni Awards of 2016, presenting awards to some of the best students from China who went to study in different universities in the UK, including the University of Glasgow. And honestly, Jingjing, I saw some of the most outstanding young Chinese I have seen for a long time. These people...very well-mannered, very pleasant, very well-educated, and have great ideas for the future. These are the leaders of business and the country.
嗯，那么这两位哈，来自格拉斯哥大学的副校长啊，和这个 Dennis Smith 教授呢，最近两位正好有幸来到北京，出席了英国杰出校友大奖的颁奖礼。啊，这个校友大奖呢，咱们来看看英文怎么说，叫 Prestigious Education UK Alumni Awards 2016。
So, the university's Adam Smith Business School has risen to be amongst the world's leading business schools. Now, let's explain this. We did a bit earlier, last year, we talked about the Adam Smith Business School, the ASBS, and how this is attracting many, many Chinese students. And one of the reasons is that Adam Smith himself, if you went back to the 18th century, not only was he a student at the university, but he went on to write the classic texts on economics, The Wealth of Nations,and also went on to become the rector of the university. So his principles are being applied in the teaching of business at the school, and this is attracting not onlysome of the best students from around the world, but also some of the best teachers from around the world are making this a very prestigious business school.
嗯，格拉斯哥大学的亚当斯密商学院啊，在一年多以前呢，我们曾经在某一期节目当中和大家介绍过。不过那一次呢，是专门介绍这个商学院哈。今天呢，是有幸又遇到了商学院的副院长来北京，这种机会呢，非常的难得。要想和啊这样的一些教育界的人士啊，国际名校的教育界的人士啊，能够聊聊天，做个采访。还是不容易的，有幸呢咱们的老布爷爷正好就是苏格兰人，可谓是近水楼台先得月，抓紧给同学们抓到了这样的一次难得的采访机会。亚当斯密商学院呢是英国非常优秀的商学院之一，现今呢已经是跻身于世界顶尖1%商学院了，他的教学水平在全球范围内都享有极高的声誉，其商业理论与实践的优异结合吸引了众多的国际学生前往求学，尤其是 is attracting a highnumber of students from China who are attracted by the theoretical work within the school,
yeah.
And how that has been translated into practical business applications.
Right, let me explain that. Many of the students are attracted because of the fact that the Adam Smith Business School, the ASBS, is a major center of theoretical work, in other words, research into business methods, economics, administration, all this. is great levels of research are being done there, but the research is being converted into practical business application. So you've got the lecturers doing this research. They translate that into modern approaches for business.
嗯，所以它的一个理论和实践的结合哈，特别受到学生们的青睐。要去花大价钱上一个商学院，学到的不仅是 research 理论方面的知识，还能够做到 business application 商业实践当中去，运用到实践当中去，一定是同学们非常喜欢的。Attending such a school can be seen as an investment for the future of the students.
This came about, we're talking about this because when I was at the alumni award, one Chinese graduate stood up and said that his parents could have bought him a house, they could have bought him a car. Instead, they spent all the money sending him to the UK for his higher postgraduate education. They give him the real step in life. He says, because after all, if you have a car, after so many years, that car is going to be worthless.
所以啊，老布就提到嘛，就是说在某一次的哈这个校友颁奖礼上呢，当时在场的一位人士，那肯定都是杰出校友了嘛，显得现在肯定是啊非常有杰出的业绩了。那这位人士就说呢，说当年他的父母could have bought a house， 能够给他买房买车啊 ，bought a car， could have bought a car for him instead， 而后来他们却决定呢用这些钱 send him to university， 就是说决定让他去接受世界一流的高等教育啊，这是作为父母方面的一个抉择。当然大家在这个 poster 上看到这句话以后呢，也引发了现在聊天室当中的各种热议哈。有同学说哈，您愿意把买房买车的钱送孩子去国外读书吗？啊，我看到这个回复，其实我身边有一位同事他已经这么做了，这是不同的家长做出的不同的选择哈。我们就说嘛，去这样的高等院校读书呢，是一种看作是一个学生对未来的非常明智的一种 investment 投资。
Yes, because you see, way back in the just after the Second World War, the 1950s, the government at that time looked at the situation in education in Britain. It used to be that higher education, university education, was only for the elite, only for the people, say, who had money. But within the school system, there was a tremendous amount of talent, a tremendous amount of really able young people who couldn't afford to go to university. But what happened was that the government created a situation where education at a higher level was available for everybody, regardless of the wealth or status, but depending on their academic ability. So this was seen as an investment, not just for the students themselves, but an investment for the country to produce the top graduates from the whole population.
所以说呀，这个选择高等院校，选择什么样的高等院校，还不仅仅是说一个学生对未来的明智的投资，也是一个国家对自己的未来的一个明智的投资。 Professor Connery points out a price cannot be put on the value of education. 啊，这个 Connery 教授就说呀，这个教育的价值呢是没有办法用金钱来衡量的。
Well, I'm a perfect example, Jingjing. I mean, I came from a very ordinary background, and it's only by getting into university that I was able to succeed and able to get ahead. If I'd never had that chance of going to university, I'd have just had a normal, ordinary job, it could be anything. But the fact that university was there, and I was able to go to two universities, Strathclyde University and then on to Glasgow University, two prestigious great universities that gave me this stepping stone into life. And many people of my generation, that was exactly the same experience for them. But many of the people who become very successful in Britain went through this system.
尤其呢是涉及到一些教育质量啊和潜在的一些职业的发展机遇，更是没有办法用教育成本与产出的关系来进行简单的衡量。所以老布爷爷刚才就举了他的例子，以及他说他们那一代人就是通过教育这样一种方式啊，去获得了很多，达成了人生的梦想，或获得了很多人生想要的东西。那在这儿呢，咱们就看这句话哈，他说particularly considering the quality of the teaching and of the networking opportunities available.
Networking is very important. If you're in the business sector, you are mixing with people from all over the world. And so you may be with people from the States, from Australia, from China, from Africa, from different countries in Europe. But you're making these connections, and often those people stay friends with you right through all your working life. So it means that if you're working in China, you've got this friend who is maybe working for the European Union in Brussels, or maybe working in the States, and you're able to contact, you're able to network. So developing your contacts, making your connections, as you would say in China, developing your guangxi. Well, that's what it is. That's what it is. You're making your connections, your lifelong connections can start in places like the business school.
尤其是商学院里边，这个 networking opportunities 人脉机遇的积累也是非常重要的。商学院数年的校友会呢，都持续见证了学生毕业后在商界及政界创造佳绩。那么，大学教育呢，为未来发展提供宝贵的财富，创造希望，提供良机，并且呢，提供人才服务社会、贡献才能的方式。所以，教育呢，是被应该看作为一种 life experience。 一种改变life-changing experience，改变人生的、改变生活的一种经验。那么，选择教育呢，真正应该着眼于去寻找一种能够改变你看世界的角度。
So we had the alumni event. We saw these students who are obviously going to be very successful in their life. But as the professors were saying, studying at the university is creating a legacy for tomorrow. What does that mean? It means that by investing in education, you're creating the building blocks for the future of society. You're giving people the education, and they will go on to become the leaders in all different areas in the future.
对啦，所以大学教育一定是面朝未来的，一定要是看未来能够为这个社会提供什么样的东西。 It creates hope and gives opportunities and provides a way also to contribute to the future of society.
Yeah, because you're basically investing in education because this is investment for the future. Not just say for personal gain for the student themselves, but it's a gain for society because you need educated people knowing all the latest techniques. Say, for example, in medicine, you are developing all these skills of young people to become the leaders in medicine who are going to help people, the leaders in business, the leaders in education. So this is why it's a legacy. You're creating a legacy for tomorrow and for society.
好，今天的采访背景呢，就为大家介绍到这里。接下来呢，请同学们赶紧锁定文本，我们马上就要带来 比较有难度的高端嘤嘤洗耳了。好，我们一起听起来。
I'm not certain you can put a price on education. I'm an educator. I started my life as a teacher, and I still consider myself to be a teacher. And for me, education is a life-changing experience. You can get into the cost-benefit aspects of what the fees are for a program. I teach the first major course on our MBA. It's called Decision Making Under Uncertainty. And the question I ask the students is, why are you here? Are you looking for something where there's a definite cost-benefit relationship, or are you looking to change the way you think, the way you see the world? And if it's the latter, then welcome, because I think that that education, particularly postgraduate education, is designed to make you reevaluate how you see the world. In terms of the cost, the elite US business schools are very expensive. Whether you get value for money is obviously not something for me to comment on. I think in a Glasgow context, I think students get an exceptionally good education for what is, I think, a fair market price.
With, for example, the business schools, one of the major factors is developing your connections. The people who you're mixing with are going to be future leaders, future entrepreneurs, and it's a very good stepping stone to get connections.
We sat in the reception in Shanghai, and you could see a collection of young Chinese graduates from the business school. And if I could wind the clock forward 20 years, I would have a high expectation that they would be at the top of their various professions.
好，如果你有天有机会到国外大学去上学啊，那么校长就是这么讲话的。你要首先啊，校长同时也是学校的教授，上课也是这样的，所以你要衡量一下。如果你能全都能听懂，那么你可能考虑我语言无障碍的到国外去学习一下了。好，来看看我们给大家分析分析、解读解读，校长、副校长大人到底都说了些什么。
So the first sentence, he said, I'm not sure you can put a price on education. In other words, with the education, it's impossible to say, is it worth it? Is there a cost-benefit analysis? What will get out of it financially? You can't put that price. It's basically, you're investing in your future. And that's really where it comes in.
第一句话，校长大人就说 I'm not sure, 我十分不确定。You can put a price on education. 你呢可以把教育来定价啊，你可以让一个价格来衡量教育。我不确定是这样的。
I am an educator. I started my life as a teacher, and I still consider myself to be a teacher. This is Dennis speaking. I'm an educator. You know, my job was education. I started as a teacher, you know, in the high school or a college, then went on through in the university system, and I still consider myself to be a teacher, even though he's very high up in administration.
Oh.
Right? So...Teaching is one of these things. I mean, I started off as a teacher. I feel sometimes I'm still teaching people, usually though about China.
做教育的人呢，可能更有资格对教育这件事情呢有点发言权。Dennis 老师啊，教授就说 I'm an educator. 我是一个教育者，叫 educator. I started my life as a teacher. 我的生涯，整个教学生涯呢，是从一个老师开始的。And I still consider myself to be a teacher. 我仍然认为我自己是一位老师。
Education is a life-changing experience. I can remember that myself because waiting to discover whether I'd be allowed into university, waiting. If I didn't get in, you know, continued the way I'd been, but getting into university gave me a chance to do a whole lot of things and eventually ended up, for example, coming to China. So it's a life-changing experience. It's an opportunity. You grab it, you take it, it's there.
注意这句话有个很重要的信息，就是 How is education described?它是怎么来描述教育的 ？Education is a life-changing experience， 是改变人生的一种经验。那同学们都是接受过教育的人啊，无论是哪种程度的教育吧，都接受过高等教育。那么您觉得教育是否对你来讲是一种改变人生的经验呢
？You can get into the cost-benefit aspects of what the fees are for a program. In other words, you're saying how much does it cost, right?The cost-benefit, it's what you call cost-benefit analysis. In other words, how much does it cost? What benefit are you going to get for putting that money in? Are you going to receive a benefit from that? So if you're looking at simply on a financial way, it's not the best way of looking at it.
You can get into. Get into something 呢，就是说去用某种角度去看一件事情。你诚然也可以这么去看一件事情，就是用什么样的aspect 用什么样的方面呢？用一个叫 cost 横线 benefit， cost 是花费， benefit 是收获，就是咱们所理解的投入多少，产出多少，这种投入产出的关系来看看什么呢 ？What the fees are for a program? A program 在这里可能就是某种课程啊，某种课程 fees 就是学费、啊、某种课程花费多少学费？你自然是可以从一个哎投入产出的关系来看待。
So for example, Dennis, he teaches on the MBA program. So I teach the first major course on our MBA. That's a very prestigious degree to get an MBA. And this course is called Decision Making Under Uncertainty. How do you decide something if you're not sure of what the future's going to be? How's the economy going to go? What, you know, it's about making very critical decision under kind of stressful times. This is his program, right?
那比如说呢，我就有一个自己的项目哈，一个课程，就是 I teach the first major course 啊，第一个重要的课程，在我们的 MBA 这个课程当中 ，MBA 大家都知道啊，工商管理硕士 MBA。叫什么呢？叫 decision making under uncertainty， 在不确定情况下的决策制定，叫 decision making under uncertainty。好像这个不仅是经济领域，咱们生活领域似乎也能用到不确定情况下的决策制定。
I ask the students, so here you have the first class you've got. I stand up and I look at the students. I say, "Why are you here? Why are you in this class? Why have you come to the business school?" What is your purpose of being here?
有远见卓识的教授呢，上第一节课的时候都会问同学们这样一个问题：你为什么在这里？你为什么参加我的这个课程？你为什么要学 MBA？ 你为什么要学未知情况下的决策制定 ？Why are you here? 每个人做出自己的选择，进入自己的课堂的第一件事，一定要很明确自己为什么在这里。
Are you looking for something where there is a definite cost-benefit relationship? In other words, saying to yourself, right, I'll do this course for 2 years. I will therefore earn, after the end, I'll earn, you know, let's say, $50,000, you know, a year, a month, I don't know. But you're looking at what's the benefit for me financially. That's the first thing, right? But, or are you looking for a way to change the way you think and see the world?
我就问了学生两个问题。好，第一，你为什么到这里来？你在寻找，你是否在寻找 ？Are you looking for something？ 某些事情，这个事情是 where there is a definite， 有着非常 definite 肯定的 cost benefit relationship， 非常肯定的投入产出比。比如说，我花了20万美元来读这个课程，那么我希望我毕业以后能够每月挣100万美元。那我就是完全考虑 cost-benefit relationship 这种关系来选择这个课程的。或者 or are you looking for a way? 你是在这里寻找一种方式来 change the way you think and see the world, 来改变你看世界、思考世界的方式。两种，你是哪一种？
So if it's the latter, if you're looking for changing the way you think and how you see the world, if it's that way, if it's the latter, then welcome. You're the person we want. Because if you're simply looking at it from a financial point of view, what can I get out of it financially? Not so good. But if you're wanting to really learn how to think and also how to see the world, in other words, change your perspective, get a real depth of knowledge, then that's who we want.
如果你是 it is the latter, latter 就是后者，咱们刚才说的第二者，你是到这里来寻求一种改变你看世界的方式，那么 then welcome, 我们的学校就欢迎你，你就是我们学校所要寻找的人才，说明他们对学生们的这种求学的目的是非常看重的，你的目的直接决定你的过程，直接决定你的结果。
Education, particularly postgraduate education, is designed to make you re-evaluate how you see the world. There you are again, we're talking about this, how do you see the world? You know, it's making you think how to look at the world, how to assess many situations, how to work things out, right? To analyze, to really develop your thinking.
Education, 教育，尤其是 particularly postgraduate education, 尤其是研究生教育 is designed, 就被设计来是 make you, 让你 re-evaluate, 审视，重新评定，重新审视 how you see the world, 你如何来看待这个世界。说白了，就是说这个东西呢，研究生教育就是让你去学习发展深度思维更加全面的看世界，理解世界这种思维的一种很好的渠道。
In terms of the cost, I'm asking, really, what's the value? You know, is it really value for money? Is it really expensive to go to business school? And we're basically saying, well, in terms of cost, the elite US business schools are very expensive. We all know that. We know the prices it costs to get into some of these very high-flying business schools in the States. They are very expensive.
这里有个短语特别好，叫 in terms of. 这短语咱们在口语里可以经常用，就是说到某方面，关于某方面。比如说 in terms of the cost, 说到花费 cost 这一方面 the elite 就是一些精英的、比较高端的精英的 US 美国的 business schools 商学院呢那是非常昂贵的 very expensive.
Whether you get value for money is not something for me that's Dennis to comment on. He's not prepared to say is it value for money, because it's not fair to look at other colleges, but we're looking at our own one, the ESBS.
这句话的意思就是说 whether you get value for money,、you get value for money.
Is it worth it? You know, you spend, you know, $100,000, I don't know how much it is, you know, $100,000, $200,000, I don't know. But you spend all that, are you getting value for money? Is it quality from the teaching, the experiences, the networking? It's hard to say.
不管你是不是觉得这笔钱花的值叫做 you get value for money, 不管你是不是觉得这笔钱花的值It's not something for me to comment on. 这不是我想要来 评价的，或者是想来评断的 ，to comment on 啊，这种事情钱花的值不值？这不是我想要评断的。
Right. But in a Glasgow context, in other words, at the University of Glasgow, the students get an exceptionally good education of what is a fair market price. In other words, it's not over the top. The price you pay is not over the top. It'sRelative to the quality of the education you're getting, the experience of having lecturers from many parts of the world, the networking with people from all over the world, the quality is very good and the price is not out of the world.
Uh-huh.
You know, the price is fair for what you are getting.
这个叫 in 什么 context 啊，这个短语就是说在某种语境下啊，在某种情况下，中间加一个单词，就是说你想要 put 的那种语境，比如在格拉斯哥大学的这种情况下，这种语境下呢，学生们 students get an exceptionally good 啊，用了一个副词去修饰一个形容词，有多好，特别好，exceptionally 这英国人很喜欢用这样的一些词语啊，特别好的教育 本来 good education 就好了，还有 exceptionally good education for 是用一个什么样的价格得到这么好的教育呢，一个 fair market price 一个相对 OK 的啊，相对公平的还好的一个市场价格就能够得到很好的教育了。
So, with, for example, the business school, one of the major factors is developing your connections. We said this earlier, very important. People going there from all over the world, many of the top students from different, countries are there. You're networking, you're talking over coffee, you're, going on various outings, you're meeting people, you may be sharing accommodation with them. You're getting to know people andThat is your networking for the future.
所以我们还是谈到了这个大学教育啊，比如说读商学院这样的一种教育，花这些钱啊，你能收获到什么样的东西 ？For example 啊，比如说吧，咱们就来说一说 the business schools 在商学院里面就读读书的话 ，one of the major factors 啊，其中的一个非常重要的因素呢，就是要去好，我们来看这个表达 developing your connections。这是什么？发展你的关系啊 ，connections，
关系，
哎，就是你的人脉， Yeah. 你的关系。看来老布爷都知道关系、Yeah. 啊，很重要。
So the people you're mixing with are going to be the future leaders, the future entrepreneurs.
The people you're mixing with， 这里的 mixing with 我们怎么理解呢？交往啊，或者是说你平时跟他们混在一起的这些人。The people you are mixing with, 你上课跟他们待在一起的人啊，你在学校咖啡店里认识的人啊，活动上认识的人啊，那些跟你 mix with 的人呢 ,going to be future leaders, 可能都是未来的商界大佬啊，领导人呢 ,future entrepreneurs, 未来的创业者呀，等等这些啊，都是未来很有潜力的人。
So it's a very good stepping stone.To get your connection. Let me say that again. We've repeated this again about getting connection. It's a very, very important thing. In business in particular, to have connections, to be linked in to all these different people around the world who can then chat on social networking and so on. When when you go off to your own country, your own area of work, you're still linked in to people around the world.
哎，商业本身关乎于资源哈，都是跟资源打交道，无论是跟物品资源还是跟人的资源打交道。It's a very good stepping stone. 哎，这个短语我们听过了吗？Stepping stone, 踏脚石,大家都知道,一说这就知道了。To get connections, 啊,是你获得这些广阔的关系的一种踏脚石。
We sat in the reception. Now he's talking about the alumni event. This was about 3 weeks ago here in Beijing. We sat in this reception for the alumni event and looking around, you can see a collection of young Chinese graduates from the business school. I sat at the table with all these graduates from the Adam Smith Business School and they were a real delight to be with.
就说到了在三周以前呢，在一个 alumni event 一个校友聚会的活动上呢，啊，我们当时就坐在这个前台 reception and you could see 当时给人感觉就是你放眼望去就是 a collection of 就是一堆呵呵大量的一堆 young Chinese graduates 年轻的中国毕业生 from the business school那看来成绩得多好哈、啊，才能进入到亚当斯密的商学院啊！好在有很多杰出的中国的学生啊，成绩表现很好，很优异 也带着非常强烈的求学的态度。
If I could wind the clock forward, in other words, let's go from where are we, 2016 to 2036, I would have high expectations that they would be at the top of the various professions, whether it be in law or whether it be in business or whatever area they go into. These young graduates that we were sitting with at the table there from the Adam Smith Business School are likely to succeed and go on to be leaders in many areas within China.
校长从业这么多年啊，也是桃李满天下了。对亚当斯密商学院的学生以及格拉斯哥大学的学生的未来，他还是非常有把握的。他就说呢 ，If I could wind the clock，wind the clock 就是把钟呢拨快，拨快往前拨快 ，forward 20 years。咱们就把时光呢啊穿梭到未来的二十年以后 ，I would have a high expectation。那我真是有非常高的期待 ，that 什么呢 ？They 这些学生 would be at the top of their various professions。学生不管在哪种职业，各种职业上都能够 at the top 取得最好的成绩啊，到达顶端的成就。
So our question, Jingjing, number one.How is education described?
这是我们今天呢访谈的第一部分。我们先来给大家提几个问题，然后马上就来给大家再把这个英英啊第一段洗洗耳哈。教育呢是如何被描述的
？Number two, what do some people consider when looking at a university course?
有些人在选择课程的时候，着重考虑的是什么
？Number three, what should they really be looking at?
而他们真正应该着眼的又是什么呢
？Number four, apart from a good degree, what can studying at a business school give the students?
除了获得一个好的学位，一个商学院还能够提供给学生什么样的实在的利益
？Number five, who are the people they are likely to become?
商学院的学生未来都将可能成为什么？
I'm not certain you can put a price on education. I'm an educator. I started my life as a teacher and I still consider myself to be a teacher. And for me, education is a life-changing experience. You can get into the cost-benefit aspects of what the fees are for a program. I teach the first major course in our MBA. It's called Decision Making Under Uncertainty. And the question I ask the students is, why are you here? Are you looking for something where there's a definite cost-benefit relationship? Or are you looking to change the way you think, the way you see the world? And if it's the latter,then welcome, because I think that, that education, and particularly postgraduate education, is designed to make you reevaluate how you see the world. In terms of the cost, the elite US business schools are very expensive. Whether you get value for money is obviously not something for me to comment on. I think in a Glasgow context, I think students get an exceptionally good education for what is, I think, a fair market price.
With, for example, the business schools,One of the major factors is developing your connections. The people who you're mixing with are going to be future leaders, future entrepreneurs, and it's a very good stepping stone to get connections.
We sat in the reception in Shanghai, and you could see a collection of young Chinese graduates from the business school. And if I could wind the clock forward 20 years, I would have a high expectation that they would be at the top of their various professions.
好，我们先来检查一下聊天室当中的答案。Fiona 说 ，Education is a life-changing experience。我们来看，这毫无疑问就是第一题的答案。How's education described?
It's a life-changing experience。
毫无疑问是改变人生的一种经验。Two, what do some people consider when looking at university course?
Is there a cost-benefit relationship?
有些人在选择课程的时候着重考虑什么呢？考虑的是教育成本与产出的关系。Three, what should they really be looking at?
Are you looking for a way to change the way you think and see the world?
他们真正应该着眼的是什么？你是否在寻找一种改变你看世界的角度的好方式？ Four, apart from a good degree, what can studying at the business school give the students?
Connections, networking, Guangxi.
除了获得一个小好的学位，商学院呢还能够提供给学生的利益就是人脉资源。What are the people...Who are the people they're likely to become?
The future leaders, the future entrepreneurs.
商学院的学生未来都可能成为什么呢？未来的领导人和企业家。这是第一段。好，我们继续趁热来看一看第二段。
Okay, second track. That exposure, and if you can continue that exposure through Alumni Network, is a fabulous resource.
Mm.
What are we talking about, the exposure? The meeting of people from different parts of the world, different backgrounds. You're being exposed to them, you're meeting them. And if you can continue that exposure, continue that networking through alumni networks. This is why you have these alumni networks, and it's particularly things like the business schools. You get the students coming from all over, the part of the alumni, they communicate on the various social networking. So you've started that networking from your student days, and that continues with you right through your working life.
Shall we listen to take a listen to
okay,
the text?
Okay, right.
Yeah, that.
Exposure, and if you can continue that exposure through alumni networks, it's a fabulous resource. The teaching is one thing, it changes your mindset, but the networks that you develop as a consequence of being at Glasgow is phenomenal.
At the alumni award, one person said that his parents could have bought a house, could have bought a car for him. Instead, they sent him to university, and that was a far better investment because the other things would have been worthless today.
I don't think you can put a price on a good education, and we pride ourselves as being an elite university that isn't elitist, that we take in students from a wide variety of backgrounds, we try to support them, because we know that the value of a good education is not just about how much you earn, but how much you can contribute to society, how much you can contribute to your friends and colleagues, how many opportunities beyond money making that a good education provides. And we've been doing that since 1451. We want to continue doing it for another 550-600 years, and everything we do in the university is seen as a legacy, that we're not just providing an education for people today, we're providing the platform for education for people tomorrow and for next year and the next 10 years and the next 50 years and so on. And it's wonderful to work with students in creating hope and opportunity and hopefully lots of contribution to society and the economy in return for the education that they get.
嗯，非常好的观点。The that exposure 啊，这种曝光啊 ，and if you can continue that exposure through alumni networks, it's a fabulous resource、嗯。啊，我们就说你在经常在这个校友圈当中，你的人脉圈当中提高你的这个曝光度 ，continue the exposure through alumni networks, it is a 很好的一种。资源的积累
right.
Fabulous resource.
So teaching is one thing. I mean, you need the good teachers in front of you to give you the knowledge. That's very important. But that changes your mindset. The teaching you're getting has changed your mindset. But the networks you develop as a consequence of being at Glasgow is phenomenal. This is why students go often overseas to universities like Glasgow to go to the business school, because they're meeting the top students from all over the world.
Mm.
You're meeting, you're being exposed to them, you're networking. This is one of the greatest opportunities to develop these networks and the connections for your next stage in life.
嗯，在商学院读书呢，啊，这个 teaching 老师怎么教你啊是一回事儿。It changed your mindset. 老师教给你的东西啊，不仅仅是死读书的方式，他教给你如何改变你的 mindset. 你的大脑是如何设置的。他会教给你新的方式看世界的方式。同时呢 ,the network you develop as a consequence of being at Glasgow, 作为在格拉斯哥大学上学的这种结果，你可以发展出一种很好的人脉网。啊，这种发展是 phenomenal, 是非常了不起的。
At the Alumni Award here in Beijing, one person said his parents could have bought a house, could have bought a car for him. Instead, they sent him to university.
嗯，在今年的这个杰出校友大奖上呢，就有一位非常成功的人士啊，在校友大会上呢就发表自己的演讲，就说当年我的父母是怎么为我选择自己的人生道路的，也可能是他自己的选择吧，未必是父母的选择啊。就是说他父母呢能够给他买房啊，能够给他买车，肯定家里的条件还是挺好的，但是他们觉得呢说这些先都别给我买啊，先呢把我送去读书，送到世界高校，一流的高校去读书，送到亚当斯密商学院来读书。Instead, they sent them to university.
And that was a far better investment because the other things would have been worthless today. Now, the car does deteriorate in value. Cars depreciate, they go down. The house, We don't know. We'll have to wait and see what's going to happen in the future. But basically, the investment in education is vital to give you a future. Investing in a car, buying a car, is not giving you a future.
Mm.
Investing in a house, that will help you to get married. But investing in the future gives you this opportunity.
在场的三位人士，两个一位副院长，一位副校长，和包括我们的老部哈，大家都同意说这是一个更好的投资啊，投资教育是一个 far better 好得多的一个 investment, because the other things, 因为其他这两个事情，房和车呢啊、would have been worthless today. 那在今日来看呢，好像也不是说毫无价值吧，就是说它毕竟是比较贬值的商品啊，车是肯定的，是消费品嘛。那房子没有贬值，老布说，咱以后还得继续看啊。照中国这个房价涨上去，好像也还不错哈、啊。这个房和车这个问题呢，老布有开玩笑说，当然在中国的国情下呢，也许能够帮助你成家，但是立业这事儿呢，肯定还是得靠教育了。
I do not think you can put a price on a good education. That's us saying this again. It's very difficult to put a price. What's the value of it? Very, very difficult. You know, it's basically, here's the chance for you. You make it, you do what you can with it, and get the opportunity while you can.
不知道大家能不能分辨得出副校长和副院长的声音，这就是副院长在说了，他也说了一遍同样的观点。他说我不认为教育是可以用价格来衡量的。
We pride ourselves, the University of Glasgow, pride ourselves on being an elite university that isn't elitist. What does this mean? An elite university is a top university. It's one of the world's top universities. The way it's ranked is very high up. But it isn't elitist. In other words, it doesn't say you must be from royalty, you must be a millionaire. We take people on the basis of their quality. That is the golden rule. The quality of the student is the deciding factor. We're not elitist. We want the people who are going to come and work regardless of their background.
校长说 we pride ourselves on. Pride ourselves on 的意思就是说我们骄傲，我们非常骄傲，我们自己是一个 elite university, 是一所精英的大学。但是我们看这个语言很值得玩味哦。Isn't elitist, 而又不仅仅是精英专属的。我们是一所高质量的大学，但是又不仅仅是针对比如说皇家呀啊顶级富商啊，又不是这种精英专属的，而是人人都能有资格来享受的。
We take in students from a wide variety of backgrounds. In other words, it doesn't matter whether your father is a world leader or whether your father works in an ordinary manual job. It doesn't matter. We're not elitist. A huge range of backgrounds we take in.
这句话它等于就解释了一下说 isn't elitist 的是什么意思，就是说 we take in students, 我们接收学生 from a variety, wide variety of backgrounds.各种各样背景的学生都可以接受。
We try to support them. We give them all the support, the help, because we know that the value of education is not about how much you can earn. There we are again. We're not talking of money. We're not talking of how much is it worth to me, but how much you can contribute to society. Society needs its leaders. Society needs the people who will innovate, who will...create, who will do work in many, many spheres.
我们呢尽最大的一切努力来支持我们的学生们啊，给他们提供最好的环境，最好的教育的资源。因为 because we know the value of a good education. 因为我们知道一个好的教育的价值在哪里。后面他就用一个句子解释说 It's not about how much you can earn. 好的教育的价值不在于你毕业以后能挣多少钱，能获多少，能挣多大的名。How much you can contribute to society. 而是你作为一个个体能够为你的社会贡献什么。
How much you can contribute to your friends and colleagues. In other words, from your personality, from your experiences, what can you give to the people around you? You know, you're not expecting them just to give you things, but what can you give other people? What can you give back? You're coming from China, there's so many experiences you can share with students in Scotland, all about your culture, your country, your language, yourcuisine, you know, a whole lot of things that you can contribute to make people much, much better.
那听到这样的观点的话，我觉得值得我们大家好好的去回想一下，我们从小到大接受的教育当中，有哪些时候我们曾经接受过这样一种观点，就是说你要为你的社会贡献什么，而不是我学了这个专业，我能挣多少钱啊？我能获得多大的名，是吧？我怎么样给自己挣得一些好处？这个值得我们好好想一想。How much you contribute to your friends?你能对你的朋友，对你的同事，对别人，引申为其他人，整个社会，你周围的人，你能做出什么样的贡献？你的价值，你的社会价值是什么？
How many opportunities beyond money making that a good education provides? Again, you were saying, there's much more than simply thinking of money. How much money can you make? That makes you really unhappy. If all you think about is money, it makes you ill. But when you think, what can a good education provide me?You know, reading, 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 reading.
读了这么多书呢，哈，how many opportunities beyond money making? Beyond 就是超越，超越了挣钱之外，一个好的 education 教育，它还能够提供给你多少的机会和机遇，能够帮助你去成为你想要成为的人。
We have been doing that since 1451. That's when the university was founded. In 1451, the University of Glasgow was founded. One of the very first universities in Britain, probably even in the world, and way before any university was founded in America. It was a real historic university.
看在聊天室当中的 Richard 说，好像除了小学，我们好像就没有接受过这样的一些观点了哈。好，这个学校呢，校长说，我们自从1451年，哎呦，这就是几百年前了，1451年开始，我们就是这么做的。我难怪是这个是百年名校吧，还不只是百年名校了，历史名校。We want to continue doing it for another 450 years. 我们还想这么继续下去，也许还有五六百年，我们都会秉持这样的一种价值观，教育价值观来经营我们的学校。
Everything we do in the university is seen as a legacy. In other words, this is for the future. Everything we do, it's a legacy for the future.
Everything we do, 我们现在大学教育里做的每一件事情 is seen as a legacy, 都可以被看作是永恒的遗产。
We are not just providing an education for people today. In other words, it's not just simply what's happening within the next 24 hours. It's not just for today.
我们不仅仅是为今天的人们提供一种教育。
We are providing the platform for education for people tomorrow, for next year, for the next 10 years, the next 50 years, and so on. It's for the future of society, future of the country, the future also of the individual. So it's about the future, the legacy, what we're building.
We are providing the platform. 我们是在提供平台 for education, 教育的平台 for people tomorrow, 为明天的人们提供这样的教育的平台。也许是明年，也许是下个十年，下一个五十年，以至于子子孙孙无穷尽也。
It is wonderful working with students in creating hope and opportunity. This idea of working with the students, giving them hope. I mean, working with these students, you know, when I was back in Glasgow, and I was at the Adam Smith Business School, and I'm meeting the Chinese students, I thought, oh, I'd love to be working here amongst these students. It was so good to be with. But you're giving them hope, and you're giving them the opportunity for the future.
这两位大学教授呢，对于自己的工作是非常满意的。他们觉得 it's wonderful working with the students, 和学生们在一起工作很快乐，因为他们一起不停地在创造希望和创造机遇。
And hopefully, lots of contribution to society and the economy in return for the education that they get. So you hope that the students who are educated through this system are going to help society in the future, help the country, and give really a return for the education. That's a real benefit. What are you doing for society?For the world in response for the education you've received.
你看这样的一些哈，俗话说的教书匠们，他们最大的心愿就是希望通过这种教育体系出来的学生们能够最大化的 a lot of contribution, 最大化的贡献于社会 to society and economy, 对经济领域做出推动性的贡献。他们认为这是人的价值的最大化，也是教育的价值的最大化。 好，这就是两段我们精选出来的内容，非常值得大家深深的思考。很多我们的听友也有考虑去国外读书的啊，去国外的一些学府求学的，这些都不失为一种人生体验。如果你觉得自己有这方面能力啊，或者是有这方面的愿望和兴趣，其实是可以值得为之一试的。毕竟呢，教育是一种改变人生的经验。我们一起来看看第二段的 questions.
Right, number one, what is a fabulous resource?
最棒的资源是什么？就商学院来说。
Number two, what is a beneficial investment for the future?
对未来最有益的投资应该是什么
？Number three, what is the value of education?
教育的价值是什么？
Number four, when was the University of Glasgow founded?
了解一下格拉斯哥大学成立于何年。
Number five, what is seen as a legacy for the future?
什么能被视为未来的宝贵的财富？
That exposure, and if you can continue that exposure through alumni networks, it's a fabulous resource. The teaching is one thing, it changes your mindset, but the networks that you develop as a consequence of being at Glasgow is phenomenal.
At the alumni award, one person said that his parents could have bought a house, could have bought a car for him. Instead, they sent him to university, and that was a far betterinvestment because the other things would have been worthless today.
I don't think you can put a price on a good education. And we pride ourselves as being an elite university that isn't elitist, that we take in students from a wide variety of backgrounds. We try to support them because we know that the value of a good education is not just about how much you earn, but how much you can contribute to society, how much you can contribute to your friends and colleagues, how many opportunities beyond money making that a good education provides.And we've been doing that since 1451. We want to continue doing it for another 550, 600 years. And everything we do in the university is seen as a legacy. That we're not just providing an education for people today, we're providing the platform for education for people tomorrow and for next year and the next 10 years and the next 50 years and so on. And it's wonderful to work with students in creating hope and opportunity and hopefully lots of contribution to society and the economy.In return for the education that they get.
所以我们今天为大家带来这样一段访谈，我们自己还是觉得很荣幸的。好，一来呢是觉得有荣幸，很有荣幸的采访到这两位这个国际教育人士。另外呢，我们也觉得很有荣幸跟大家分享一下来自别国的高等教育的一些理念和观念，促进我们的一些思考。不是说人利己就是错误的，而是说利己的同时，教育还能够做什么？最大的功能也许是可以利他，还利社会，是不是？这些都是很有益的一些思想的资源。好，来看第二段的问题吧。 What is a fabulous resource?
Exposure through alumni networks.
校友人脉圈的 exposure, 曝光度。对于未来最有益的投资是什么呢？ What is a beneficial investment for the future?
A good education.
一个好的教育，这个大家都认同吧啊，现在的父母也是非常的辛苦啊，非常的认真。 What is the value of education? 教育的价值是什么？
What a person can contribute to society?
一个人能对社会贡献什么？希望大家都记得啊，并思考这句话。 When was the University of Glasgow founded?
1451
1451年啊，500-600年的名校。 What is seen as a legacy for the future?
Everything that is done in the university.
什么能被视为未来的宝贵财富呢？在大学完成的一切。好，感谢大家和我们今天一起来共享这么精彩的观点。Thank you very much, Bruce.
Pleasure to share my experiences of my teaching university from many years ago, the University of Glasgow, and I loved being there.
哦，对了，确实如此哈。我们的老布爷爷呢，当年可谓是工作经历相当的丰富啊，不仅在 BBC 工作过，在格拉斯哥大学也教过地理哈 ，geography 也是地理老师。
地理老师，
哎，所以对这样的一所学风素养都很好的学府呢，他自己个人还是有非常深刻的情感的，也受到了非常深刻的熏陶的。所以老布爷爷啊，我总感觉跟他做同事啊，这个人就是非常的认真啊，非常的负责。啊，从来不会出什么意外，对自己的事情，对别人都是非常负责的。所以我觉得他身上的这种工作的态度，一定是跟他的学校的环境，跟他的成长环境分不开的。所以关于 The Value of a Top International Education, 非常好的一篇主题，希望大家能够喜欢。